Democrats in California have been speaking out against the Trump administration on a variety of fronts, from immigration to the environment. And then there's health care. Faced with a Congress intent on repealing Obamacare, one prominent California Democrat says he's got a solution. Gavin Newsom is among a number of political candidates, or potential candidates, expected to run for governor next year. He's proposing a universal health plan for all Californians, and it's based on the countywide Healthy San Francisco that Newsom rolled out 10 years ago when he was mayor of that city. He says expanding that program statewide would protect the millions of Californians who could lose coverage if Obamacare goes away. But thing is, scaling up a local health care program to cover the almost 40 million people in the state, well, that could be a challenge. Let's get some more context on this from Chad Terhune. He's senior correspondent for California Healthline and Kaiser Health News. Chad, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Healthy San Francisco. What is it? What does it provide?
Healthy San Francisco was ahead of its time. It was introduced in 2007. Newsom did sign it into law in 2006. And it was a way of tackling the uninsured in that area on a limited basis and giving them access to lower cost care. It basically took some public dollars, state, county, some federal money that hospitals were already using to treat the uninsured. But it also had a mandatory contribution from employers that was very controversial. Employers had to chip in some money, and they used that pot of money to then give uninsured coverage, so they could go to the doctor for $5 or $10. If they ended up in the hospital, it'd be $250. They would pay a very modest premium, maybe $50, but it was a way to give them medical care. It was not comprehensive health insurance. It didn't travel outside of the city of San Francisco. You had to go to the clinics and hospitals there.
You mentioned all the different places where it got some money to pay for it. How much did it cost overall, the whole program?
The whole program now runs about $100 million, at its height. So, you know, relatively small. It was successful at reducing the uninsured in that area. I think at one point it reached about 75% of the uninsured. Once the Affordable Care Act came along in 2014, it reduced the need for Healthy San Francisco. So the enrollment has gone down a little. I think roughly they've had about 15,000 people in the program at one time, but people come in and out. I think it's helped over 100,000 people. And most view it as a success. But as you said, scaling that up statewide would take a lot more money and would be complicated.
You said it scaled down after Obamacare. Were they able to coexist, though, for the most part?
They could go, because even under Obamacare, remember, many people don't qualify for the help with coverage. And certainly in California, a lot of immigrants who are undocumented, they cannot get help under Obamacare for their health insurance. Healthy San Francisco did reach those people. And if people qualified for Medi-Cal, which is Medicaid in our state, they still went on that program. So it sought to fill in the gaps. A lot of people just make a little too much money, can't go on Medicaid. This program helped fill in that gap. And could you do something statewide? Yes. But again, where are you going to get the money? You would need to pull in federal dollars, state dollars. Maybe you need to have some type of tax on employers. That was very controversial in San Francisco. At one point, restaurants started to put a little tax on your receipt, 3 to 5%, a surcharge on your bill. That was seen as kind of a protest because a lot of restaurants said, look, you're going to put us out of business. We're going to have to lay off waiters and waitresses because we can't afford this. So you're going to have some of those same battles of where does the money come from?
We're speaking with Chad Terhune with Kaiser Health News. Now, speaking of where that money comes from, right now we are in a bit of a California versus D.C. thing happening. So if say, Gavin Newsom were governor and he wanted to take this statewide, what's the likelihood of getting federal help for this?
Well, I think it's interesting to have the discussion now. You need to start it now. And there's also a bill that's been put in the state legislature by State Senator Ricardo Lara for a similar kind of single-payer system. And as Donald Trump has reminded us, healthcare is complicated. So if you're going to do something like this, it probably would take 2 years of debate and discussion. You would need to implement it down the road. And right now, the Republican plan, a lot of it would go into effect in 2020. So I think the political calculus now is let's start talking about it. Let's figure out the details. Let's be ready as a state if the Republicans do pass something, overturn the Affordable Care Act, then maybe by 2020, California would have a fallback. It would not just have to rely on what the new GOP health plan is.
Would it be a fallback? I'm wondering now, since we talked about earlier how Obamacare and a healthy San Francisco were able to coexist, would this plan, if it were around statewide, would it be able to coexist with a GOP plan federally?
I think there is an opening here because Republicans in Congress talk a lot about states' rights. We want to leave the decisions to the states. We want to give them the flexibility. They know best. They are the laboratories of democracy. So if you take them at their word, California will say, hey, give us the money that we normally would get from the federal government. Let us decide. Let us come up with our healthcare program. Now, will Republicans in Congress let, a deep blue state like California go its own way and go with universal healthcare? I don't know, but I think California would be banking on, look, you're all about states' rights and letting us do it our way. And there are bills in the Senate. Bill Cassidy of Louisiana has a bill now saying, if you like Obamacare, if you like the way you do it in your state, I will let you keep it. California likes that type of bill that would give them the flexibility to go do what they want and still get the federal money. At the end of the day, they have to have some federal money.
Just about 30 seconds left, Chad. Healthcare industry, a very powerful lobby here in California. What's been their reaction to Newsom's proposal?
I mean, in general, hospitals and clinics like this idea. They don't want high numbers of the uninsured. They want some certainty of they're going to get paid. So universal healthcare and general hospitals are on board. Health insurers in general can be for it. Again, if more people have coverage, oftentimes private insurers run these programs. What they don't want is a public option. Health insurers don't want to compete against the government.
Chad Terhune with Kaiser Health News on a plan to provide a single system of healthcare for all Californians. Chad, thanks a lot.
Thank you.